You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The dry weather and very high winds forecast through this Wednesday significantly increase fire risk across the state. Elevated fire danger resulted in 63 wildfires burning 135 acres this past weekend, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is continuing to suspend burn permits in 24 counties. Fire danger remains very high in all of northeast Wisconsin. Along with burning permit restrictions, the DNR will be staffing all available fire equipment across the state and shifting resources to areas with elevated fire risk. So far in 2025, the DNR has responded to nearly 500 wildfires that burned 2,000 acres. This is almost double the number of fires in a typical year, and 49% of the fires this year have been caused by debris burning. A Green Bay area homeless man pleaded not guilty Monday to killing his addiction sponsor and the sponsor's dog. 34-year-old James Dorr faces five charges, including first-degree intentional homicide and mistreatment of an animal causing death. A trial date was not set. His next court appearance is a June 13th status conference. Behavioral issues from unaccompanied minors in the evening hours have prompted the Oshkosh Public Library to enact a temporary check-in rule. Starting this week, minors using the library after 6:30 p.m. must sign in with a student ID, a state-issued ID, driver's license, or library card. Library officials say many youths use the library responsibly, but disruptive behavior from a few affects other patrons and library staff. Officials ask that minors be accompanied by a parent or guardian after 6:30. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced bipartisan legislation aimed at supporting businesses that rely heavily on winter weather. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
The Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act would ensure businesses that rely on snow can get disaster relief funding during mild winters. It's an issue northern Wisconsin has struggled with in recent years. This would add snow droughts to the list of recognized disasters under the Small Business Act. Businesses who apply for disaster relief could be eligible for an SBA injury disaster loan.
Chaos is the word that U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin used to describe the roller coaster of tariff declarations, retaliatory tariffs, tariff pauses, and the stock market reactions over the past few weeks.
I do think it's appropriate to have tariffs and other sanctions that can be placed so that we can level the playing field for our workers and our businesses. But when it comes to our allies, the two biggest trading partners Wisconsin has are Canada and Mexico.
President Donald Trump paused the across-the-board tariffs last week, a move that Baldwin hopes becomes permanent policy regarding our allies. Baldwin made her comments during a virtual town hall meeting for her Northeast Wisconsin constituents last week. Wisconsin's number one law enforcement official, the Attorney General Josh Call, will hold a town hall meeting Thursday night in Green Bay. The event offers citizens the opportunity to ask questions and share thoughts directly with the Attorney General. To register for the event, visit the Wisconsin Attorney General's Facebook page and click on the link. How much have state agencies spent on DEI efforts? Joanne Krulatz has the answer.
Republican-ordered audits have found that Wisconsin state agencies and the University of Wisconsin system didn't track total spending on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. State auditors released the reports Friday as President Donald Trump pushes to end federal support for DEI programs. The audit found that neither UW nor the 15 state agencies that were examined specifically tracked how much they spent on DEI efforts in the 2023-24 fiscal year. However, the audit estimates that tens of millions of dollars were spent on such initiatives. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has pledged to end diversity efforts in state government, saying that such initiatives are cancerous and that he wants a society that is truly colorblind.
Another candidate has announced their campaign for the top spot in the state's Democratic Party. Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska has more.
The field for Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair grew by one as candidates emerged to replace Ben Wickler, who announced last week that he is not seeking re-election. William Garcia, who is the current Democratic Party chair for La Crosse County and the 3rd Congressional District in Wisconsin, announced his bid for the top spot on Monday. Garcia joins a field that includes former Democratic Party of Wisconsin Executive Director Devin Remiker.
New party chair will be elected at the WISDEMS convention in June. Spring is definitely here, and the Marshfield Clinic officials are once again asking Wisconsin residents to send in any ticks they find for the yearly tick inventory via citizen science study. The organization received over 6,000 ticks from Wisconsinites during last year's study, helping officials track native ticks and non-native ticks that have been spreading from warmer climates in recent years. Experts say the introduction of a new tick species to the state can also mean the introduction of new diseases. Residents can contact the Marshfield Clinic to request a prepaid collection kit. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A bad night for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' first night back at home, and they lose to the Tigers 9-1. Detroit was up 9-0 by the fifth inning. Pat Murphy says the Crew didn't lose like this last year.
Yeah, this is the fourth time we've been blown out in 17 games. We didn't get blown out four times in 162, I don't think. But this is the fourth time in 17 games, so that is concerning.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for the playoffs. They face the Pacers Saturday at noon. Head coach Doc Rivers on how the team looks heading into that best of seven series.
I like some of the things we're doing. I actually think we need the week of practice. I really do. I think we can really hone in on some stuff that we want to do, especially with Giannis handling the ball more. There's some things we feel like we need to get better, and I think we can do that.
The Phoenix Suns have fired head coach Mike Budenholzer. After just one season, they finished with a disappointing record of 36-46. Budenholzer led the Bucks to an NBA championship in 2021. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not sure if he slept in a tent or mud wrestled, but political rock star Bernie Sanders did make an appearance at Coachella over the weekend. The senator from Vermont took the stage to a huge response from the crowd before introducing Claro and complimenting her on her activism. Sanders then performed an 18-minute guitar solo before smashing the instrument and kicking over the drums before exiting the stage and telling the crowd to f*** off. Amy Lou Wood is lashing out at Saturday Night Live for going too far by making fun of her teeth. The White Lotus actress was no stranger to attention she received regarding her choppers, but said she was disappointed and called the teasing unfunny and mean. SNL cast member Sarah Sherman wore even bigger, exaggerated teeth. The sketch is available on YouTube if you want to judge for yourself. Despite the risk of getting vomited on or having a soda thrown at them, audiences still continued to flood theaters to see the Minecraft movie. It was tops at the box office for the second week in a row. According to Variety, the film showed an impressive hold in its second week, with the crowd size diminishing by only 50% in its impressive second week. The film is now at $281 million domestically and $550 million globally. Minecraft was the only movie that was not a new release in the top five. Coming in at second place was the religious film King of Kings, which brought in almost $20 million just a week before Easter. 20th Century Fox's The Amateur came in third place with $15 million. A24's Warfare came in fourth place with a take of about $8.5 million. The film received rave reviews from critics and is beyond intense. And the thriller Drop came in fifth place with $7.5 million at the gate. In case you're scoring at home, the movie with the worst critic score was in first place, and four critics' darlings rounded out the top five. Actor Mickey Rourke has been asked to leave the show Celebrity Big Brother due to behavior resembling that of Mickey Rourke. That entails using offensive language and mistreatment of others. First, Rourke used threatening and aggressive language toward a fellow housemate, and that was after he had already been warned for inappropriate homophobic comments to fellow contestant JoJo Siwa. And he always seems so well-adjusted. When Roger Ebert really liked a film, he would say two big thumbs up. That makes sense on two fronts. My latest Pete pick is Warfare, a film about a platoon of Navy SEALs on a surveillance mission in Iraq that goes horribly wrong. It has a group of young actors who portray soldiers dealing with real-life war trauma. The film is written and directed by Iraq veteran Ray Mendoza. It's hard to watch at times, but the excellent direction makes Warfare the best war film I've ever seen. My thumbs aren't as big as Roger Ebert's, so I will say two medium thumbs up. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Windy with a mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to the mid to upper 40s for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest gusting to around 35. Tonight clear, upper 20s to around 30 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny with highs in the upper 40s to low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.